I want to talk to you this evening, or begin talking to you tonight, about the parable of prayer. I'm not going to give you all that I have in front of me. The clock has moved on quickly. I've spent time talking about other things, and perhaps should have spent more time with this, but we'll see what the Lord gives for us this evening. Back in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, is where we'll be looking at specifically. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father in heaven, we're so thankful for the open door to bring our anxieties to you, as well as lifting up your name in praise, that you inhabit our praise. It's good for us to praise. It's amazing what praising can do for us. Not necessarily praise you to get good things in our own lives, but praising you does change our perspective. Thank you for being a good God to us. Tonight, as we look at this subject of coming to you in prayer, you have provided us the parable of prayer and so many points that would fall under that. Give us the help that is needed as we open our ears and our hearts to what you would speak to us. Speaking through me this evening, giving me that anointing that I need, and making it effective to the hearts and the lives that are here today. I pray for your special strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Prayer. A lot of people have written about prayer. Probably the first books that I ever read about prayer were the books that E.M. Bounds wrote. Well-known, well-read, talked about and preached about, referenced many, many times. I never met E.M. Bounds. I've never even heard him speak. I don't know if there's even any recordings from him. Really, about the only thing I know about E.M. Bounds is the books that he's written. But there's another man that I have heard preach. Don't believe I ever met him, although he lived in my lifetime. But he wrote a number of things about prayer, and he lived prayer. I'm told from the people that knew him, the people that traveled the country with him, I'm told from them, not just me, but it's just a conversation that has been had, that he lived prayer. This is what he had to say about prayer. And he says a lot of things, but this is one of the things. He said, prayer is more than a religious exercise. It is the Christian life. It is the Christian life. It is not simply uttering words. It is having strong desire. It is not more earnestness. It is groanings which cannot be uttered. It is not wrestling with God. It is prostration before God. Wrestling with God indicates rebellion. And if I might add, or at least an opposition instead of a submission. Wrestling with God, he said, indicates rebellion. One may come out of such a conflict crippled for life. Prostration before him reveals humility, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. It is not preeminently seeking things from God. It is rather seeking God himself. The man that wrote those words, you may have heard, you may have known even, some of you may have known, is R.G. Flexen, a man that lived prayer. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, there's the account that has been given where the disciples asked the Lord to teach them to pray, and then Jesus responded with an instructive prayer. And we find in that same story, on that same occasion, that in other Gospels, specifically here in Matthew chapter number 6, that Jesus provided some underpoints to the parable of prayer. One of them is found in verse number 6 of Matthew 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The closet. What is the closet? Well, the closet may be anything. It may be anywhere that you can get alone with God. Anywhere. People could even be around you. You could be rubbing shoulders, bumping elbows with people, and still get into the closet, get alone with God. Where is it that you find it easiest to get alone with God, though? It may be in a busy place. It may be in the hubbubs of a place. Some people feel like they can really get into the presence of God in a coffee shop with other people bustling around. Well, I don't know. It seems to me like that's a distracting place. But, you know, not all of us are made up the same way. Where is it that you find it the best place to get alone with God? Maybe somebody, some of us here, would find it easy to get alone with God 20 or 30 feet up a tree in a tree stand waiting for a deer to come by and getting weary of the squirrels rustling in the leaves. The distractions of birds and squirrels, you can somehow push those things aside from time to time and listen and spend time in the presence of God. Where is it that you can get alone with God? In the barn? In the cellar, in the attic, in the quiet place of a back room somewhere, or just maybe sitting in the recliner in the living room, getting alone with God and closing the door to the closet. It really doesn't matter where you are at the particular time. The biggest thing, the most important thing is closing the door, getting the door shut on everything around us. Now, when you try to close that door, what happens? What happens? Well, most of the time when you and I try to close the door, it's probably the same all across this congregation tonight, that when you really try to close the door, that the same thing happens. All of life's issues and all the things that you have to get done that day come barging against that door and help hold it open. Now, it may not be anything bad. It may not be anything that's wrong. It's just simply those things that are bombarding your mind to get inside of that closet with you to keep you from focusing in on that closed door. Dr. Scott said that asked the question, what goes into the closet with you? He suggested the farm. Big closet, huh? He suggested that perhaps the tractor. Or the new gun. Or the truck. Or the friend. Maybe it's the enemy. He even had the audacity to suggest that it was the mother-in-law. R.G. Flexen said, successful praying can never be done until the door is closed. And all wandering thoughts. Whew. Let me just pause and ask a question tonight to you that you can answer just between you and God. There's no need to answer it out loud by any means. Just you and God to answer the question. How long has it been since you successfully closed the door? If Flexen is right, successful praying can never be done until the door is closed and all wandering thoughts, worldly ambitions, wrong desires are on the outside. It is only as one is shut in alone with God that God can reveal himself. That God can reveal himself. The psalmist tells us in the Old Testament there, he said, it's the secret place of the Most High, or he that is in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's something about that secret place, that private place, that quiet place where God reveals himself when the door is shut. All other things are pushed out. You say, well, I've got problems, I've got difficulties, I've got issues in my life that need my attention. Well, we cannot successfully pray, we cannot successfully seek God when those things are bombarding our mind and our attention. Wait and get alone with God and then present Him those issues and ask for His wisdom or His help or whatever it is that is needed. Putting the door closed. The secret place of the Most High. Songwriter said, take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in Him always and feed on His word. Getting alone with God is when we would gather strength, when we would find what is needed, truly needed in life. Getting alone with God and seeking Him in solitude builds character. Getting alone with God and gathering strength that is needed in the midst of our lives and the pressing of the circumstances around us can only happen when we are alone in the presence of God. And then, when you have successfully closed the door and found the presence of God revealed to you, and you enjoy the divine presence, the holy presence, the hallowed, sacred presence of God, then it is a wasted experience. It is a wasted, invested strength to remain there forever. Oh, but I like it in there. It's a wasted experience to be in there forever, in the closet at home, alone with God. The test of one's development, Flexen said, the test of one's development, there must be contacts with the enemy. But when the conflict comes, he said, the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The parable of prayer and what we find in this particular verse and this particular subject, we find that he is teaching us, he is telling us that there is a place of prayer. A place of prayer, and that place is the closet. That place is the shut door to everything else that is around us. We need, you and I personally, individually, all around this congregation, this sanctuary tonight, we need that place of prayer. Getting the door shut and communing with our Heavenly Father, the divine presence. It is only as one shuts the door and is alone with God that God can reveal Himself. I challenge you, I'm challenging myself. Let's get the door shut. Let's seek Him. Seek Him. And His presence will so saturate our hearts and lives that these other things, we're going to look at some other things as the Lord continues to lead. But the place of prayer is so necessary. Let's stand together. Hope you have a good week. Let's remember to pray for each other. Remember to pray for those in the hospitals. God would touch them. And certainly there's a bunch of other needs around us. And let's pray that God would intervene. And remember Ben and Jennifer as they were traveling down to Tennessee. God would be with them. Bless them. Zion, would you dismiss us in prayer tonight?